The Utah Jazz, led by their two stars, win their fourth in a row, a 194 win over the Detroit Pistons. We'll talk about that and why 90% is the reason the Jazz won tonight. It's all coming up on Postcast. Welcome to Postcast, brought to you by The Store, 6200 South, 20th East. What day of the week is it? Today, Tuesday?
Today is
June
Monday.
Pies come on Friday. Today's Monday, comes on Friday. All sorts of good things before you stop by and get at The Store. The great frozen section in the back. Get some pot pies. It's kind of pot pie weather. So enjoy it. All right, Ron. I'm over the 90% number. The Jazz defensive rebounding tonight. 90% of all defensive rebounds. That's with Andre Drummond, one of the best offensive rebounders. The Pistons came into the game as the seventh best offensive rebounding team in the league. You know, it's the Jazz defense is just incredible right now. It's back to being as equally as dominant as it was at any point all of last year. They've held 13 of the last 17 opponents under 100 points per 100 possessions, a point of possession. But it doesn't do you any good if you don't clear the glass. And for them to get 90% of the defensive rebounds tonight on a night where the Pistons shoot 39% is pretty awesome.
Well, to give you an example of exactly what you're talking about, they only had five offensive rebounds. Three of those come from Drummond. Drummond averages a five himself. So the Jazz did a great job of clearing the boards, and obviously Rudy Gobert with a new with tying his season high. He tied his career high with 25.
22 defensive rebounds tonight for Rudy Gobert.
He did it all. I mean, he did it all. He blocked a couple of shots. Great field goal percentage. A couple of monster dunks, and he leads the league. He had leading the league anyway, coming into tonight's game with 159 dunks.
Second chance points tonight for the Pistons. Five on one of six shooting.
That's, you know, the defense is obviously is very, very good right now. And it's more fun, I think, for us being able to see what the Jazz want to do defensively and watch it work and know when something goes wrong out there on the floor. But right now, I think the Jazz defense is probably as good as it's been all year. And following and doing what – just watching it develop out there on the floor, I think, is what's good.
Okay, so let's really dig into this tonight on Postcast, because the Jazz defense, as we said, the league average is about 108 points per 100 possessions. If you're holding somebody below a point of possession, you're going to win about 90% of the time.
Yeah.
So the Jazz have now done this in 13 of their last 17 games. In the last, I think, since December 12th, the Jazz defense is number one in the NBA, but it's not just that. It's 5 points per 100 possessions better than the second-best team and 11 points better than the league average at the time. So let's dig into this because, frankly, Ron, you look at this roster. We don't have, like, Kawhi Leonard, Paul George. Like, Royce O'Neal's not an elite athlete. He's a good, physical, strong guy, but if he was an elite athlete, he would have been drafted.
Yeah, exactly.
Joe Ingles is not an elite athlete. Donovan Mitchell's an okay defender. Kyle Korver's been known as a bad defender his whole career. Jay Crowder's physical as all get out. How are they doing this as a group to be this elite defensively?
Well, I just said it. I mean, their defensive schemes and the attention to detail defensively is just off the charts. I mean, how they are able to take the strong points of an individual player or the strong points of a team and take it away, make them do something else, or make them go to that second or third option. In the meantime, trying to get your shot off within the 10 seconds or the 12 seconds that you're trying to get, you know, run your offense. It's fascinating. And then you have Rudy Gobert, when guys finally break the pace, getting to the basket, might not block your shot, but they know he's there. I mean, Quinn Snyder has something in Rudy defensively that really helps him put together his defensive game plan every ball game.
So there's three aspects to what you're talking about. You've got a superstar defensive player that just did. Al Horford's that for Boston. Kawhi Leonard's that for Toronto. Paul George is that for Oklahoma City. You have a superstar defensive player, and you are allowed to build your entire defensive game plan. But I also think there's a cultural thing here. The amount of time that is spent in shoot-around on the personnel scouting report, what you're supposed to do, and then walking through the key plays, I mean, it's 35, 40 minutes before they do anything else every night, every day, maybe not entirely that much. But that sends the message of, like, here's what we're starting the day on, and here's what we're going to work with.
Yeah, the breakdown is what you're talking about. And now you can simulate by just walking through it. But the fact that the Jazz break it down and they kind of run through it, they give each player a chance to to play different positions there, to, so they understand, because if they end up playing, say Royce O'Neal ends up having to go to the three spot after playing the two, then he needs to know exactly what to do there. So that type of thing keeps everyone connected. And stay focused on what they're supposed to do in some period of time.
You know, the other one that jumps out to me a little bit is this, what Quinn Snyder talked about today in the media session with the local press. Grayson Allen went to the G League to work on defense. Mm-hmm. We sent him to the G League to go work on his defense, and his defense is better now that he's back up. Like, how often do you ever hear somebody going to the G League to work on how to get through pick and rolls and how to play defense?
You don't hear that often. Or, as a matter of fact, I've never heard it. Usually they send you down to get minutes, you know, so you're staying in some kind of game shape. And you're, you know, these G League teams, you're running the same offense that you're –
But your big team.
Yeah, your big team is running. So it's not like you're having to learn a new offense. But to go down because you need to work on your defense, that's something I've never heard before.
All right, a few other things. Grayson Allen tonight, 20 minutes, really gave the Jazz what they needed because they're just short minutes right now.
Yeah, it's been amazing. It's kind of fun to watch Quinn have to piece things together and Grayson get a chance to play extended minutes. Wasn't shy about out there, and I'm sure when they put him out there, they wanted him to play his game. Don't turn down shots. Don't try to overdo it or anything. But just play your game. Let it come to you.
And then finally, I think Kyle Korver's got to get mentioned. Only 5 of 14 shooting tonight, but he does score 19 points because all 5 of those were threes. And Kyle played 32 minutes.
Yeah. And they were productive minutes. And that's exactly. I mean, now you're looking at a guy at 37 years old. That's a part of your scouting report. You know, when Kyle Korver comes in the ball game, this is what we want to do. You know what I mean? I mean, it's not like he's coming in the ball game just to give someone a rest for 5 or 6, 7 minutes. He's coming in there because they know he can flat out shoot the basketball, and they're going to make sure he gets the ball.
Interesting move by Quinn tonight. He matched Donovan Mitchell's 36 minutes with Rudy Gobert. They played all 36 together. The Jazz were plus 20 in those 36 minutes they played together tonight. Jazz win it 194. Another defensive exhibition from the Jazz. The offense actually scuffled a little bit, but they pull it off. Allow just 35 second-half points after allowing 31 in the first quarter. Jazz win and have won 4 in a row. This has been Postcast with Ron Boone. I'm David Locke.